supporters like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
It's 72 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Topeka. This is KPR, and it is 3:06. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also ask your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. If you need help with setting that up, visit that website. We've got the information for you. Just click on the miscellaneous information slot and we'll get you squared away.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines at 3:30. At 3:44, summer in the Midwest and Great Plains often means berries ready for picking. Now some farms are growing something you might find in your own backyard, service berries.
It's a native shrub. It's highly nutritious. It tastes great.
Maybe you think of them as June berries. If you're from the Great White North, perhaps you think of them as Saskatoon berries. We're going to talk about them and the push to popularize them coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of the documentary Nova 78 about William S. Burroughs, showing on June 28th at Liberty Hall. Details at freestatefestival.org.
Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Sunshine tomorrow for your Juneteenth celebrations, highs in the mid-80s. 50% chance of rain late tomorrow night with lows in the mid-60s. Good chance of rain over the weekend. It's possible we could get some heavy rainfall Saturday night into Sunday. The time is 3:20.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock, from 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the program getting you caught up on all the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, open year-round, featuring nearly 10,000 animals. Admission supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife at home and around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 70 degrees in Emporia, 76 in Atchison. The time is 3:30.
A mixed bag on Wall Street today. The Dow lost 72 points. The NASDAQ added 80. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas lawmakers last year banned colleges from requiring students to learn about principles of diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. But when they passed the law, they didn't actually define the term. Instead, they directed the Kansas Board of Regents to define DEI to comply with the law. Regent Peter Johnston says it was important to craft a definition that did not censor classroom discussions or research about race.
It is very important to me that professionals be able to study difficult topics, this difficult topic, from the lens of history.
Regents ultimately adopted a definition that says, quote, discussions of race, racism, or the history of the civil rights movement, unquote, do not constitute DEI. The law also makes an exception for disciplines like gender studies and ethnic studies. The large electric vehicle battery plant in DeSoto, Kansas, is now shifting some of its production priorities. Rachel Schnelli has more.
Panasonic's Kansas factory announced plans to convert parts of the facility to build batteries for artificial intelligence data centers. The Kansas Reflector report said the CEO announced the company will invest about $3 billion between fiscal years 2027 and 2029 to advance its work on specific AI battery platforms. The factory's original plan was to create batteries for electric vehicles with 4,000 employees. It now employs about 1,800 people after delays caused by changes in policy on green energy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks says there's been a decline in bumblebee species, and the agency is asking for help tracking the insects. Now, in the past, there have been 12 different species in Kansas. That number has decreased by half over the last decade. Deidre Kramer is the department's wildlife diversity coordinator.
And we think factors that are contributing to those declines include habitat loss and fragmentation, increased pesticide use, and the spread of disease and pathogens.
The department wants to survey the remaining bumblebee species to understand their location and habitat requirements. Sign-ups are available on the agency's website. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes... You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. This month, a native berry is ready to pick throughout the Midwest and Great Plains. June berries, they're also called service berries, have a sweet, kind of nutty flavor. But most people have never tried them. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports on a new push to get June berries on to plates.
Flourish Farm and Folk School
this morning.
What is that? I've never even heard of a Juneberry. Higgerson sells out in just 2 hours. She and other Juneberry fans hope even more people will get to taste this early summer delicacy soon. I'm Kate Grumke, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. You'll find more Harvest stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care to uninsured neighbors since 2005. With the help of volunteers, patients can access care by appointment at locations across Manhattan. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, a small number of people are becoming extraordinarily wealthy from investments in AI. Senator Bernie Sanders wants to spread that money around.
The American people are angry. They're tired of getting ripped off. They don't want to see all this wealth go to a handful of billionaires.
More from Bernie Sanders on his plan to tax AI companies and give the public a say in proposed AI projects and policies coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including Broadway musicals Mrs. Doubtfire, Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde the Musical. Details at lead.ku.edu.
It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock, and this is Kansas Public Radio.
...a dual-active formula with the goal of neutralizing acid in seconds for heartburn relief. Rolaids spells relief. Learn more at Rolaids.com. And from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win, locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. This is NPR.
A decade in the making, the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago opens its doors to the public. That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. It's Morning Edition with the very latest news from all around the world, all around the nation, and of course from around the region. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 72 degrees in Lawrence. It is 4 o'clock.
To helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR. Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts June 19th through 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org.
75 degrees in Topeka, 74 in Lawrence, 71 in Emporia. The time is 4:06 and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com.
Coming up here on KPR, an update of news headlines in just about 12 minutes. And at 4:36, it is becoming more common for social media stars and influencers to partner with politicians and their campaigns.
I'm telling them, I trust this person. I like this person, and I think this person is worth supporting.
But while that strategy might yield lots of clicks and online views for any given candidate, it doesn't necessarily translate into votes. Elena Moore will tell us more. Plus, Bob Mondello has a review of Toy Story 5 coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at Fairlawn Plaza in Topeka, Tuesday, June 30th, 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassettes, and musical instruments. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
Mostly clear skies tonight, actually, with lows in the upper 50s after kind of a cloudy day. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, 50% chance of rain after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Saturday, we're not totally sure what's going to happen, but we are pretty sure we're going to get some rain. 40% chance of rain during the day, 90% chance of showers and storms on Saturday night. So Saturday night in particular, stay weather aware. And if you live in an area prone to flash flooding, make some plans now. The time is 4:20. This is KPR.
This is NPR News.
The Obama Presidential Center, a decade in the making, is opening its doors to the public.
Well, I was speechless, which is hard for me to be.
The center, a 60,000-square-foot building on the south side of Chicago, serves as a museum to what life was like in the Obama White House. That story tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station, June 21st at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 21st.
Thanks so much for joining us here at KPR this afternoon. We have news headlines coming up in just about 40 seconds. 74 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Chanute, 75 in Abilene. The time is 4:30.
Also praising both Democrats and Republicans, Stevie Wonder closed the event out with the song Higher Ground. Well, stocks finished mixed on Wall Street today, recovering some of yesterday's losses after the Fed signaled a possible rate increase this year to curb inflation. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas lawmakers last year banned colleges from requiring students to learn about principles of diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. But when they passed that law, they didn't actually define the term. Instead, they directed the Kansas Board of Regents to define DEI to comply with the law. Regent Peter Johnston says it was important to craft a definition that did not censor classroom discussions or research about race.
It is very important to me that professionals be able to study difficult topics, this difficult topic, from the lens of history.
Regents ultimately adopted a definition that says, quote, discussions of race, racism, or the history of the civil rights movement, unquote, do not constitute DEI. The law also makes an exception for disciplines like gender studies and ethnic studies. The large electric vehicle battery plant in DeSoto, Kansas, is shifting some of its production priorities. Rachel Schnelli has the story.
Panasonic's Kansas factory announced plans to convert parts of the facility to build batteries for artificial intelligence data centers. The Kansas Reflector report said the CEO announced the company will invest about $3 billion between fiscal years 2027 and 2029 to advance its work on specific AI battery platforms. The factory's original plan was to create batteries for electric vehicles with 4,000 employees. It now employs about 1,800 people after delays caused by changes in policy on green energy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelli.
Two members of Congress from Kansas are working together to end the Trump administration's cuts at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Democratic Representative Sharice Davids and Republican Representative Derek Schmidt are co-sponsoring legislation that would increase funding for the USDA. Their bill could be introduced later today. About 27% of the USDA's workforce has been eliminated since Donald Trump returned to the presidency in January of 2025. Davids and Schmidt say that has made it harder for farmers and ranchers to get access to the services they need. Lows in the upper 50s tonight, highs in the mid-80s tomorrow. You're listening to KPR, and it's 4:35.
The National Anthem of Exotica Music. I'm Darryl Brungton. Join me where the music is always shaken, not stirring. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up on KPR, we have news headlines at 5:01. Then at just about 5:12, the Justice Department has announced a new funding initiative.
The DOJ will be surging $300 million to cities who are serious about reducing violent crime and modernizing their public safety infrastructure.
Okay, but there is one catch. Those cities have to agree to help the federal government with immigration enforcement. The details on this program coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
Mostly clear skies tonight for northeast and east central Kansas with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the mid 80s. Chances for rain creep back in tomorrow night, continue through Saturday. Then there's a 90% chance of heavy rain and some thunderstorms on Saturday night. It is 75 degrees in Topeka, 75 in Abilene. It's 10 minutes before 5.
All episodes of The Agency streaming June 21st on Paramount Plus. This is NPR.
A decade in the making, the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago opens its doors to the public. That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the show with the latest news from all around the world, all around the nation, and all around the region. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 5 o'clock.
Learn more at Lemelson.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
74 degrees in Lawrence, 76 in Topeka. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, many other frequencies as well, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers develop science-based solutions to conserve and manage water resources. More information at k-state.edu.
Thanks so much for joining us this evening. Coming up, we have news headlines at 5:30. At 5:36, former President Barack Obama helped dedicate his presidential center in Chicago today, voicing optimism about Americans' desire for unity.
Deep in our gut, we want to find a way to turn towards each other again, not further away.
We'll tell you more about the celebration that included other former presidents, a lot of dignitaries and A-list celebrities. Coming up here on KPR, also before we get to 6 o'clock, we're going to talk about June berries and why there's a move to get them on your plate. Coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, with people who answer calls, not machines. Details and information on services provided and available brands is online at stonebackappliance.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. Then, starting tomorrow night, 50% chance of rain late tomorrow night. Another decent chance of rain on Saturday. An excellent chance of rain on Saturday night. 90% chance of showers and storms Saturday night. Locally heavy rainfall is possible. Be sure you have multiple ways to be notified of any severe weather on Saturday night. It is 5:20.
From the White House. That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. It's a great way to start off your day with the very latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Buskerfest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park and viewing party at Maselli's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It is 76 degrees in Topeka, 78 in Atchison. It is 5:30.
Covering some of yesterday's losses, you are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. As details of the Iran peace deal become public, another Democrat running for the U.S. Senate in Kansas says she would have opposed the war. Christy Davis from Cottonwood Falls says it was a mistake for incumbent Republican Roger Marshall to support the president's war, which drove up fuel and fertilizer prices for Kansas farmers.
Going around and starting wars, picking fights with folks, it's expensive. It affects our everyday life, and it affects our ability to relate to to allies and build important alliances.
Davis is one of 11 Democrats in the August 4th primary. She says her top issues are affordability, education, and health care. Kansas lawmakers last year banned colleges from requiring students to learn about principles of diversity, equity, and inclusion, also known as DEI. But when they passed that law, they didn't actually define the term. Instead, they directed the Kansas Board of Regents to define DEI in order to comply with the law. Regent Peter Johnston says it was important to craft a definition that did not censor classroom discussions or research about race.
It is very important to me that professionals be able to study difficult topics, this difficult topic, from the lens of history.
Regents ultimately adopted a definition that says, quote, discussions of race, racism, or the history of the civil rights movement, unquote, do not constitute DEI. The law also makes an exception for disciplines like gender studies and ethnic studies. In the first round of the U.S. Open Golf Championship, Sam Stevens shot a 68 and will be among the leaders when the round is complete. Stevens made the 156-player field based on his top 60 ranking in the world, but says he needed to recharge at his home in Wichita before playing this week.
You know, it's kind of one of those things. It's a long season, and I played a lot at, you know, the first half of the season, so it's easy to get worn down a little bit, and I just haven't been as on top of keeping a good attitude, as I should have been.
Stevens now has two top 10 finishes this year. He is still looking for his first tour win. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the mid 80s. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence and the time is 5:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. This month, a native berry is now ready to pick throughout the Midwest and Great Plains. June berries, they're sometimes also called service berries, have a sweet sort of nutty flavor. But most people have never even tried them. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports on a new push to get June berries onto your plate.
Flourish Farm and Folk Summer Delicacies soon. I'm Kate Grumke, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. You'll find more Harvest stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, an interview with Bernie Sanders. He has an idea about taxing AI companies. We will also learn about a Supreme Court ruling involving drugs and guns, which is kind of complicated. Fortunately, we have Nina Totenberg about to explain it all for you, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu.
It's 74 degrees in Lawrence, 71 in Emporia, 78 in Atchison. We are expecting lows tonight in the upper 50s. You're listening to KPR at 10 minutes before 6.
The Agency, streaming June 21st on Paramount+. From Procter & Gamble, maker of Rolaids, containing a dual-active formula with the goal of neutralizing acid in seconds for heartburn relief. Rolaids spells relief. Learn more at Rolaids.com. And from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. This is NPR.
A decade in the making, the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago opens its doors to the public. That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day in an informed way. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5 and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.